You're listening to Big Tom and Roach, a different type of morning show, only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. God, in the house, I dropped my hot pot.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I wouldn't be so hostile if you had 1 ounce of talent.
Sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
Here's Big Tom and Roach.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Big Tom and Roach. Giggles Live Radio Network on a Monday morning.
What is up? I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and so ready for this week because I'm going to kick ass.
You're all fired up this morning.
I am.
It's so exciting.
It's like I had two Adderalls instead of one. It's crazy. I have so much zest for life right now. It's like
I like my Adderall the way I... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say I like my coffee the way I like my women, full of Adderall, but it didn't work. It's early.
It's good, though. Let's work on that. I like it.
Is that a stage bit?
Listen, you do that bit for a bunch of like at-home housewives and at-home people that work at home that can't keep their stuff together. Women going through menopause are going to be like, woo, they're going to love you.
Nice. Oh, that's what I need. I need to expand my lovability.
Totally. Like, that's the thing.
I love it.
Someone asked me the other day, like, how do you get Adderall? And I said, I'm pretty sure you should probably start with going to your general practitioner and telling them that you think you need Adderall.
Yeah. Start the conversation. That's one way.
Otherwise, go to the Pierce College and just...
Hang in the parking lot?
Totally start asking kids. Hey, man, do you have any Addy?
This is so funny. Oh, can't imagine that. Can't imagine somebody hitting me up after the show. Hey, man, I need some of that.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to go ask my doctor.
Yeah.
Well, now, like, all the stigmas are kind of gone with all the needing help to get through your day. It used to be anytime you needed anything like that, anytime you needed, you know, any kind of a med. It was like...
Yeah, mental health is super trending right now.
Yeah. It's like cool to be depressed. It's cool to be anxiety ridden.
I think it's the majority of the country has felt it some way or another, especially with the fear of thinking, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. We're all going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. If you leave your TV on long enough, you'll feel like it's all going to end.
Oh, hell yeah. On the daily.
But if you turn your TV off and you walk around, it doesn't feel like the world's changed much.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like there's people hating each other either.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is you watch TV and they're showing you how everybody really hates you. And then you walk around about life, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's super cordial and, you know, smiling. And I like to hold the door open for people personally. It's my little, let me get that for you.
Yeah.
As a little things.
For some reason, we've gotten to where we anything that comes through a screen just breeds negativity, it seems like, almost. Even if you try to do the positive posts on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, you still get met with some form of negativity.
Totally.
Some sort of, suspicion.
Or like an opposite idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy.
Like, I love people that think positive thinking is like hokey. It's like it's actually just it's just a better way to live is just choose joy.
It's practiced too.
Right? And it's a practice. It's like you have to practice being grateful for the things that you have.
Yeah.
Can I share something really sweet with you? My son had to write an essay for school and it was like, what are the three most important things in your life? And he wrote number one, God and family. Number two, I don't remember what the other two were. Does it matter? But he backed up the first one with, I know that number one seems like two, but in my world, I can't have one without the other, because when I'm with my family, I realize how much God has blessed me.
Wow.
And then he wrote something about how much he's loved. And then he, you know, it was somewhere along those lines that he realizes how much God has blessed him. And I was kind of like, wow, that's beautiful. You're definitely going to get the scholarship.
But he didn't ask for anything afterwards or anything like that. He was like, hey, by the way, Mom, I really want
No. It was for an essay. It's like a scholarship essay. But I thought, like, that's really beautiful.
It is beautiful.
You know?
I can see Tommy trying to do something like that, but more like to gain leverage on somebody. Like, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for my teachers because they're fair when they grade and they read every word.
Well, I think he's trying to gain leverage too, but I just thought, like, wow, you came up with this on your own. Even if it's not real, it sounds beautiful.
Well, I think it's real.
But I mean, I think it's real.
Yeah,
because I think he really put thought into it and he came up with it on his own. So
there's nothing wrong with leveraging truth.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with putting out there that you love your family, that you love you feel like you're, you know, that God and family are one, and that's
totally, you
know, your priority.
Yeah. Well,
nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I always say family, you know, God first, family first, right? Always. Like, even when, you know, they have a birthday party and they have cousins that don't know the other friends, my whole thing is like, you put your family first.
Yeah.
Always. And if you feel like they're being mistreated or, you know, pushed out, you make it very clear. So my daughter had a birthday party a couple weeks ago and her cousin came and it was time to do the piñata. And she said, no, my cousin has to go first because family always goes first.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And my husband said, oh my gosh, I was so proud of her. So proud of her.
Till the husband or till the cousin busted up, opened the pinata, and nobody else got the swing.
It did. Everyone got one swing, and the thing was like, what is it called? $5 or more, or $5?
Oh, yeah. Five or below.
Yeah, five or below. I got it from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the lady was like checking them all. She was trying to give me the most perfect one. And I said, it's okay if it's not perfect. It's going to get torn apart today. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Speed it up. Grab one.
My first wife homemade, like, she made out of paper mache. She would make the piñatas, but she would work on them for weeks. So they would be so thick. And then she'd send me to the school with her kids.
Did she take pictures of them? I hope she took pictures.
I don't remember.
Oh man, that's so much work to have your art just.
Oh, I made one for Tommy 1 year. I made him a Death Star. I made him because I figured I got a big round balloon, and I made the Death Star from Star Wars, and it looked pretty cool. When he was probably, how old was he, like 4 or 5? It was kind of cool.
That's amazing.
Took a little while to tear it up, too, because I made it real thick like that.
You're crazy.
It was a blast. I was big. I went all in on it because I did, you know, the things where you stick your face in and it's a cartoon character?
Yeah.
I did
That's
one
cool.
with Yoda. I did one with... there was 4 of them. There was like a Frozen Han Solo. There was a Yoda. There was a couple other ones, but all Star Wars characters.
So are you draw well?
Well, I painted them, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm going to need your help in May.
Oh, Ewok. I did an Ewok. That was dope.
Okay. I need Hawaiian, like big, huge Hawaiian masks.
Oh,
made
yeah.
out of wood.
So tikis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I spent some time in the island.
This is perfect.
Of Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm transforming a room into a luau.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Do I get to help with the playlist too? I'm totally into Hawaiian music.
If you know a Hawaiian playlist, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of Hawaiian music.
I'm also going to be making a man, bigger than man-sized volcano to put in the middle of the dance floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Not my idea.
Apparently not.
But they know I can do it, so.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay.
It's not going to be here, is it? Is it the Giggles Ranch or is it somewhere else?
No, it's okay. It's at a school, but.
I'm totally.
They wanted, I think, no, it was me that, because I was thinking of Kirk, and Kirk's going to say, my husband will, he's all into paper mache.
Yeah.
I feel like it just takes too long.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to use chicken wire and PVC piping and literally like butcher paper and tissue paper. And that's it. And then we can tear it down real easily.
Mm.
Right. And they're like, yeah, do whatever, however you need to do it.
We don't care as long as there's a volcano in the middle of the room.
Yeah. I'm going to have to like get dry ice. So it's like almost smoking.
Right. I like it.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
So I'll put you on the big, huge tiki masks.
I'd love to help out.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
On the stage. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And then I get to go play in the volcano if it's safe.
Fire. It's so fire.
So is there going to be any hula dancing? Do I need to show up in my coconut bra and my hula skirt?
Could you please? Yes, and
I used to have a coconut bra at one point. I'm sure I don't have it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I always thought those were funny.
I always wore it over a shirt, though. I wouldn't go out like to me.
Bad, because it would be funnier if you didn't wear them over the shirt.
Yeah, none of that obligatory nudity for Big Tom.
That's hilarious.
I don't work blue like that.
You're giving me ideas.
Well, you could do the hula. You can do the fire eating. Okay, don't do a fire.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how much it would cost to get like a Hawaiian dance team in to just do a couple numbers during dinner.
Not a lot. Because there's a lot of Hawaiian dance schools and stuff where you just be like, hey, you guys want to come do a little recital for us?
That might be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, because it's like a family. It's like a family thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a couple of different luau's in Hawaii and, you know, it's a blast. It's good for the whole family.
Yeah.
I prefer it with just the significant other, but, you know, some people bring their kids, whatever.
We took our kids.
To the luau?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which one? You were on Kauai, so it wouldn't be. I didn't go to.
No, we were in Maui.
Or Maui. Yeah. Yeah.
It was. I think it was a good one. I think it was at the Westin. Is that a place?
Probably.
Yeah.
You did take advantage of the all you can drink Mai Tais, and
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was all you could drink.
Such a blast!
I went up to the bar and I said, "My friend told me that I need to come to Hawaii and have a Mai Tai." And she said, "Oh, you came to the right place." And then she made it, and I said, "How much do I owe you?" And she said, "Oh, it's all you can drink." And I said, "Really?
Mm-hmm.
All righty."
Isn't that great? And you liked it, right?
I did. I went back for, I think, two more.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember one night at the Shorebird, they used to have 99-cent Mai Tais before 9 p.m. We showed up at 8:45, and I was like, I want six. And she's like, I can't give you six at a time. I go, I promise, they'll be gone by 9 p.m. And so she did. She brought them out.
That's amazing.
It was a rough evening. It was a bad idea.
Oh.
It was a really bad idea. Not just because of the Mai Tais. I also had a bottle of gin sitting.
Oh, man.
It was like lodged next to my emergency brake.
This,
in my
ladies
Toyota.
And gentlemen, from a man that doesn't drink.
Not anymore.
Anymore.
You learned your lesson.
I would like to see you just a little bit tipsy. I wonder what that would be like.
Well, we do, with some of the other adventures that we're working on, we do have some beer sponsors, and sometimes the beer sponsors want you to partake. And
No, I know. I said it.
Yeah.
People don't think that if I knew he was a recovering alcoholic, I'd be like, you know, I think it'd be really fun to see you just a little bit. Can you just have one and a half beers?
Well, I was just clarifying that so they're not thinking that I'm a sellout that went through recovery.
Yeah.
And, I'll drink beer for a sponsor, though.
I would never.
Yeah, so there's a beer sponsor that's coming on to something possibly, and it's a beer that I really like. And I was like, yeah, I think I can get behind drinking one of those once in a while.
Yeah.
So who knows? You might be lucky enough to see me wild and crazy.
Totally.
All I do is giggle more. It's not really that impressive.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like to get a buzz on. What I don't like is how I feel the next day. It really robs me of my motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. It makes me kind of go, I think I'm just going to rest today.
Yeah, you don't get good rest. You don't sleep well at all.
That's true. You don't. You don't. You wake up. I woke up a few times last night.
Yeah.
Did I drink last night? Oh, I did drink. Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend in Hawaii would get up. She would drink, go to bed early, and then she would get up really early and work out. And she said that like she would sweat it out and then she felt better. I don't know. Maybe that was because she was young. She was probably like 25 when she was doing it. But
yeah, when you're in your 20s, you're invincible.
Yeah.
I think I had my first real honest to goodness hangover when I was around 25. Mm. First one ever. And I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I had the flu. I felt so sick. And my husband said, baby, you're hungover. And I said, no, I have the flu. This has got to be the flu. My head hurts so bad. Like it hurts to open my eyes. And he's like, baby, you have a hangover. And he's like, I'm going to bring you a beer, okay? And I was like, no.
You're like, tell the kids I love them.
No, we didn't have kids. We didn't have kids yet. Oh, okay. Tell the dogs. Tell the C's, he's my favorite boxer so far. Yeah, so he's like, you have to drink it. You have to drink the beer. You have to shotgun it. And then you got to go back to sleep. And I was like, I can't do that. Well, he brought me a beer and some soup. 11-11, make a wish.
Oh, is it? Nice.
Well... Actually, is it?
Something like that. It is on the clock in the Giggles Live studio currently.
So at 11:11, make a wish, he brought me some soup and a Bud Light. And he's like, you have to do it. And so he forced me to do it and I did it. And he said, okay, now go back to sleep. I woke up maybe 3 hours later, like nothing had happened to me.
Wow. Did you drink another beer?
I did.
That's so crazy.
I started drinking again because we were painting. We were painting our little house that we were going to live in after we got married.
Nice.
Yeah.
So just drink all the way through.
Yeah.
I love it.
But the next day I didn't have a hangover. I mean, like then I was like, okay, I know what I need to do. And I cooled it basically, but I did. I mean, I kept drinking because I was 25 and I was like, yay, we're getting married. This is our house. Let's paint it.
Yeah, I think I was kind of a fairly regular drinker till I was in my real early 40s at least. So maybe my mid 30s, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like I don't remember ever having like the hangover problems or anything like, excuse me, like that. But I also went to only beer kind of later on.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I've had to cool it on the wine. Mm-hmm. I don't really drink wine anymore. Mostly red. I don't know what happens if I drink white, makes me sleepy, but I've always loved red wine. But when I drink it, I get rosacea.
Oh, really?
Huh. On my chin. Yeah. And it looks really weird because it looks like I have acne.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. I get adult acne now from drinking wine. Isn't that amazing?
You're like just what I always wanted. So sweet.
What is happening here?
When I said I want to feel like I'm 15 again, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, but I do. I love a good IPA. I like yummy beer. I'm a beer drinker.
I do drink Southern Comfort. Like that's something, I haven't drank it in a while, but that's something that I would be, if you were like, hey, we're gonna have a party, come over, bring your drink. I'd probably bring a bottle of SoCo. I could dust a bottle of SoCo off. Even now, I could drink a bottle of SoCo, even though I haven't been drinking for a while. I could probably dust off a whole bottle.
Yeah. I had my first... It was supposed to be a shot, but it was a lot bigger than a shot, so I just sipped it. But it was Jameson whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. I don't know if that's cheap whiskey or not, but I enjoyed it.
It is the fodder of many songs.
Is
Rihanna
it?
Even has a song about it, right?
Really?
Yeah, Cheers to the Weekend.
Right? It's I don't know, but I enjoyed it. It wasn't.
Let the Jameson sink in. That's part of it.
There's a little sweetness in there, and mm-hmm. it was very nice to sip. I liked it.
Have you ever had the Southern Comfort?
Probably, but maybe mixed in something, not by itself. I do have an appreciation for liqueurs, though, so I think that's where I'm heading.
We went to. I'm gonna bring over a bottle one of these nights, maybe two, but we. I drink a whole bottle of my own.
We're gonna have a lot of comedians here that night,
right? So we were in tech school right after boot camp, basic training, and we went, me and some friends went to see the movie My Cousin Vinny in the theater. And I don't know if you've ever been in a military theater, but they don't have carpets. It's just the concrete Oh, okay. Like, and it's okay. Shaped
like,
to where it's
just like in the movies.
Yeah. So we're sitting in the back, me and my buddies. I snuck in a big bottle of Southern Comfort. We're pouring it into our Dr. Peppers while we're watching the movie. And I set it down. We're sitting there drinking and I accidentally kicked it. And you could just hear it roll down. And then years later, The Office had a thing where Michael dropped one in the...
Yes.
That's what happened.
It was a bottle of wine.
That's what happened in the theater. It happened with this bottle of SoCo. And you could hear... You could hear it roll all the way down. It was so loud and so embarrassing. But they didn't know it was me.
Keep going. I mean, you know what? I just found a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Oh, yeah. That looks good. It's a very... When it's nice and cold is when it's its best.
It almost sounds like you're peeing in the toilet.
I know. I'm such a loud peer.
I try the Southern Comfort. It's so early in the morning, but hey, it's research.
Right? We got to learn.
Just kidding, folks. It's just mineral water.
I've always wanted Southern Comfort to get on board and be like, hey, we want to promote your comedy tour. We're like, all right, cool. That'd be great.
Never say never.
Yeah, you never know. We could go to a tour of the South. You know how much fun we'd have in the South?
You know what? We need to do a vision board in here.
We should.
That'd be so much fun.
I'm on it.
Let's start with this flyer right here.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
With a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, we should remind people. It is a new week. We haven't talked about the show this week.
That's right. We have Laughter Heels Presents Comedy at the Canyon in Agora Hills on February 24th.
That's this Thursday.
That's this Thursday. Headlining is Eddie Ift. We have Justin Hires, the very funny Luz Pasos, and Andre Lavelle. It's super, super duper quality show. You do not want to miss this one. Total bargain. $20 a ticket. Here's the bonus. Nurses get in free. Nurses get in free. Please, please, please share that. Spread the word. And if you know a nurse or two, please bring them.
Yeah, and you can get them in free and you can buy them drinks. You'd be like, look, I brought you a show. I bought you drinks.
Totally.
You have such a blast.
You know, laughter heals. It's a fact. Follow that science. And who better to try and make laugh but these nurses that have been, you know, on the, what are they saying? The front line this entire time.
Yeah. They've been on the front line, back line. They've been all the lines.
They've been all over.
They've been through it.
So through it. They've even had to show up to work when they had COVID at one point.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Like, I don't even want to get into that. I don't know if you guys even heard that, but that was a thing for a minute there where they were asking nurses to, if they didn't have symptoms, to come into work, even if they were testing positive, which I thought was... a little wacky, but hey.
And we think it's wacky. Could you imagine being in that world and being told all these things?
Yeah.
By the way, we know that you're not allowed to be around anybody else, but we still want you to come back to work.
Around sick people, around people whose immunities are already like flatlining. Like, what the heck?
We know that you're COVID positive, but we want you to be around the most vulnerable people possible. Mm-hmm. We know you're scared. We don't mind. Just go to work.
It's an interesting thought, but can you imagine the stress that these frontliners have had to go through all the way through?
Yeah. So we need to get them out, get them some big laughs, lots of big laughs. And one of the ways we do that is over at the Canyon Club this Thursday, Laughter Heals. It's such a great thing that you're doing, and your mentor, Craig Shoemaker, and yourself have been putting together these great shows.
Yes.
It's really starting to build. It's going in an awesome direction. It's just really exciting.
We have some new talent coming in that no one has seen before.
That's good.
So we're definitely, now that the mask mandate is kind of fading, at least for now, spring is springing and summer is on its way. I think we're going to try and take this to the next level now, and we are going to switch things up, and we're really hoping to start a movement in the Conejo Valley area, and then hopefully it just spreads.
I don't know if the mask mandate will be gone by Thursday, but I'm wearing a mask anyways. A hockey mask, but a mask nonetheless. I was scared the crap out of people in the parking lot.
That's hilarious. You are coming to the show with a hockey mask on.
I'd have to find a hockey mask.
I would think you'd have one because of your son.
He's not a goalie.
Oh.
I could show up in his hockey helmet.
I'm coming. Isn't that like the one that Jason wears in the Halloween?
Yeah, that's the old school hockey mask.
I'm sure we can find one at a Goodwill.
Hockey masks look so cool now with they look really futuristic. They look like a race car. They look like the race car helmets.
Yeah.
They've got the really cool.
Really?
Yeah. They're really neat now.
Oh my gosh.
To think that back in the day, they just had a little tiny piece of plastic.
I really hope you show up with that damn mask on. That's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tom, will you be there?
Let's see, the 24th, there's a good chance I will be there.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything going on that night, so I think I will.
Please come out. Let's visit. Let's say hello to each other. If you're a fan and you're listening, let's have our own little conversation too. Like, I'm all about meeting new people and talking.
Yeah, we could get some people to do some Big Tom and Roach pictures. We haven't had a lot.
Oh my gosh, that would be fun.
We haven't had a lot of people that took pictures with both of us because we're always like kind of on separate ends of the room. So we have to make sure we stay on the same end of the room sometimes.
For sure.
Roach tries to avoid me. I get weird at night.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not going near that guy.
Well, like I told you, comics are kind of different. Once they get into the green room, they like become like this other persona.
Yeah, they do.
They get in their zone, and so then I go, is he approachable or is he not approachable?
Right.
When I'm like always, I feel like I'm on and I'm so excited. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be on stage. We're going to make people laugh. It's going to be a great show. Everybody's here. Party. And then there's Tom like on the couch. He's like zoning in to something. Right.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking. I think I was just a little bit. I think I just had a little something in the parking lot that made me. Oh, a little...
Did you eat something?
Yeah, sure. I ate
made
something.
You focus on.
I definitely consumed something.
But seriously, I don't know if you were or not, but in my head, I'm like, I was probably going over a set in his head.
Oh no,
I think you guys are when you're there.
Well,
but everybody does different things.
I think you're talking about the levity night when we had a whole bunch of people on the show.
Yeah.
The green room was really full.
It was packed.
And there was two people that I really didn't know that were comics that I didn't really know that I'd kind of put on the show. And not that I didn't like them, but I'm not comfortable around people I don't really know. And then having a room full of people thinking, certainly somebody's got to be as uncomfortable as I am and leave so that it's more comfortable for the rest of us. But
I remember there was a moment where there was a knock at the back door and somebody that had like a party with them. And they're like, I think you like just slammed the door on them because you were like, oh, those people are not coming in here.
Yeah. I was actually messing with him. He was coming in the green room and I was like, nah, man, I know you ain't. Because he was the first one up. I'm like, I know you ain't trying to come. Because everybody
he
else.
Came, he came with an entourage and you just were like, nope, that's not happening.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. We had a lot of people on that show. I can't wait the next one. You'll see. I'll be a lot more relaxed on the next one. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people.
And you will not have eaten anything before either.
Yeah.
If you know what's good for you.
I know. Yeah, I know. We've had that talk before. Life begins outside of your comfort zone. That's what I want. I actually want to talk about that on Tuesday. I want to talk about testing our comfort zones. I want to talk about, like, because the growth comes from outside of our comfort zone.
Totally. It's all about risk taking.
So I think it'd be fun to spend a whole show kind of focused on that, talking about it. Because that's like, you could become a much better person if you can figure out how to challenge yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So much growth. So I think that'd be a good topic that might take up way more time than
for
we
sure.
have for today.
Well, if anything, it's an empowering thing to do to yourself.
Yeah.
Because once you realize, oh my gosh, I just did it.
It is.
I did what I thought I could never do. This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's I've been trying to get out, do open mics, and it's so uncomfortable for me. And I'm like, no, this is good. This is good.
Uncomfortable is great.
Yeah. I've been comfortable doing comedy for way too long. I need to be out there being uncomfortable.
It's time to find a new shell.
Yeah. You're right. A big one that I can grow into.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get on out of here for a Monday morning. But tomorrow morning, we want to talk about comfort zone, getting into your comfort zone. So if you would like to join into that conversation, send us an email, bigtomandroach@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
bigtomandroach@gmail.com. Let us know. If you have any other comments, questions about the show or anything else, hit us up.
Yeah.
If you're going to come to one of our comedy shows, let us
totally
know.
I'm going to try and post all of the stuff that's going on the Big Tom and Roach Instagram.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. And then on Facebook, we're not Big Tom and Roach. It's Tom Roach. Because I'm not a social media person. I was trying to, create the page, but it won't let me. I don't know why. Maybe somebody can help me with that. It won't let me do it unless I give us like an actual name, like we're a person.
Right. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So be sure to check us out on all those socials and keep sticking with us. We're live on the 365 app every morning at 8 a.m. And you can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, you name it. We're on everything.
So fun.
All over the place.
I love it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks for checking in.
Little Willie Green from New Orleans, a greedy boy was he. He always liked a lot of kids around just to keep him company. One day his ma bought him a jelly roll, the best cake that was made. And when the kids began to hang around, little Willie said, I ain't gonna give nobody none of this jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My ma told me today, when she went away, to be a good boy, she bring me a toy. I'm my mama's pride and joy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, cause I ain't gonna give you none. Jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My ma told me today, when she went away, to be a good boy, she bring that toy. I'm my mama's red-eye boy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, 'cause it ain't